Simen Shemem Hei, Seif Ches. The Mechaber says they have, you have Mavois, which are 16 amos wide. But the Meskats and Meksosim, and part of it gets narrower. And the Mechaber says, Ve'im Ben Tazayin Amo, and those places they only have 16 amos. Yeshar B'Msam Rishayim say, Shem Arkum Oich Shrabim. If they go lengthwise, the same length as Shrabim, they are considered part of Shrabim. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Al Pi Debir Agra, that there's a Tois Seif over here. It's a mistake in the words, a misprint. And the correct way to read it is like this. You have Mavois that are 16 amos, they're 16 amos wide, umeskatz b'ksasim. But part of it is narrower, part of it is not 16 amos wide. Oy, she'em et hazayin amo. Or if even the entirety of it is narrower, as not 16 amos wide. As long as the oirich is the oirich shirabim, it goes lengthwise the same way as the shirabim, it's considered shirabim. It's two steps. First, the mavi, that part of it is narrower than 16 amos. And then he adds, even if the entire Mavi is less than 16 amos, since it goes the same length as the Sarabim, it's more foolish to Sarabim, and the Bir Locha, he comes out, Shalom Rishonim, he comes out, it's more foolish of both ends to Sarabim, and he says, very important, to be Rabim, Boykin Boy, says Mashman the Paiskim, that it's used by people to break through, it's a way people will get from one place to the other, it's considered a chalik of the Sarabim. So that means if you have a public thoroughfare that's 16 amos wide, and then it ends, but right after it continues, a new street that's less than 16 amos wide, but it's used by many people. And when that street ends, you have another public thoroughfare that's 16 amos wide, that's used by many people. It's considered one big hemshech, one big continuation, and the whole thing's considered Sharam Daraisa. Even that middle connecting street, which ran the same direction as those two streets, was a hemshech that was not 16 amos wide. And in fact, Mishnah Berurah says, in the fact that Machaber does not say a shear in the sif, it's mashba, that even if it's narrower than 13 and a third amas, still it's considered shrabim, according to this shita. There might be some of them shear, it might be 10 amas wide, but anything above that can still be part of shrabim. The next sif test, the Machaber says, you have mavois that are 13 and a third amas wide, and both ends of mafulish shrabim, which is 16 amas wide, yei shrabim that's considered shrabim. Some say it's considered shrabim. Mishnah Berurah explains that these rishonim, they hold that 13 and 3 amas is also something that's useful for the rabbim. You know, it's not as good as 16 amas. And therefore, if the two ends are mafulish to shrabim, it's considered part of the rishas rabbim, since it has strong shrabims at both ends. And there's baki barabim again. There's people who cut through from one shrabim to the next one using this little bit narrower street, from shrabim to shrabim through this mavi. It's considered as tash shrabim. It services the rabbim, it services the public. And it's also considered part of the rishas rabbim. Even though we're going to have later on some Shin Samach Dal and later Simon, that Mavi, it's mafulish to Shrabim at both ends, open at both ends to Shrabim, it's not considered part of Shrabim. Either there it's Tomba that's less than 13 and 3 amos wide, or it's Tomba out of there, it's not the same direction, it's perpendicular to two Shrabims. Here discussing, it's parallel, it's not even parallel. You have a Shrabim, then you have this Mavi, this narrower street, and then you have a Shrabim again, which comes out as the exact same case as the previous Sif. And indeed, the Bir Halacha explains that there's two different sets of Rishonim over here. And the two of the Neschois of Sivchas and Sivtas are really two of the Shitas. The Shita that's brought down Sivchas, they hold even it's less than 13 and 3 amas, as long as it's connecting the two ends of Shrabim and it's heading the same direction, and it's Baki Barabim, the Rabim uses it to get across town, to get through, it becomes part of Shrabim. And this Shita holds has to be 13 and 3 amas. It's questionable why the Machabit is not bringing it down in one Sif as the Yeshurim is two of the Shitas, but that's what's going on over here. He said you could learn that this Sif that requires 13 and 3 amas is because it's discussing that's perpendicular, but the Mashmalis, the Rishonim is not like that. This shita is also going, that's a continuation, one Rishonim to the next, just this shita holds, it has to be at least 13 and 3 amas to be considered part of a connection of the Hemshech of the Rishonim. Now, it says, Yeshayim, Rishonim, even the shita, Bialach explains, because the Rishonim, Rashi, and the Rambam, and very likely the Ramban, who are going to tell Allah, hold that less than 16 amas is nothing. However, it seems that the Psak that we're supposed to come out with over here from the Shulchan Aruch is that possibly less than 13 and 3 amas, but for sure, once it's 13 and 3 amas, and it's a hemshech from shrabim to shrabim, and it has bekiyas rabim, people cut through that way, then it all has a shem, shrabim.